The Eagles have a new quarterback, Mark Sanchez, as the talent with Nick Foles and Matt Barkley. It's a story that's been buzzing for the last several days. And when we were at the NFL's annual meeting in Orlando earlier this week, we had a chance to talk to some of the national media about their perspective, Sanchez and the Eagles. How would it work?
I think, well, I mean, he was never the strongest arm guy. And so, I mean, Nick Foles isn't the strongest arm guy. But I think that, you know, the fact that he's got experience, I think that he can pick up that offense pretty well. And, you know, you recover from these things. I mean, you know, quarterbacks, I mean, look at Drew Brees. I mean, his shoulder almost had to be taken off. I mean, that's how bad that shoulder was. And he came back and was playing at a Pro Bowl level. So I don't have any worries about that. And I think that Mark just needed a change. I mean, it just, not that it got stale there, but it really was unfair what happened to him. It's a shame that he didn't get a chance to go out and get a starting job because he was let go so late. But I think it's a good fit because, I mean, he's one of the better guys in the market. And if anything happens to Nick, he can come in and start.
I think when you look at Mark Sanchez, here's a quarterback who's been to the AFC Championship game twice. People forget about that. This guy's an experienced quarterback. Unfortunately, he was doing very well in the preseason, but suffered the shoulder injury when he went back in the preseason game. Now that he's almost done his rehab, he's going to be an excellent backup. I think he provides a team the experience that you need at the backup quarterback position.
I think this is one of those cases. I remember a long time ago, maybe after the second Super Bowl, when I was talking to Tom Brady about, I just mentioned to him, I said, can you just imagine if you went, let's say, to the Cardinals or the Raiders instead of going to the Patriots? And he said, yeah, I'll tell you what would happen. I'd be on my third team now, or I'd be out of football. And, you know, look, the Jets, without any question, are, you know, have been a good but dysfunctional organization over the last 5 years. And to me, you know, I look at Mark Sanchez as the kind of guy who, with a fresh start, is going to do well. Now, in my opinion, you know, what worries me about Sanchez is the fact that, you know, he's been a 55% passer in total. You can't be a great quarterback if you're inaccurate. So, you know, if Kelly looks at him and you know, the coaching staff looks at him and basically says, well, here's why we think he wasn't as accurate and here's what we can do, that's the best thing they're going to be able to do for him, because I just think you'll have a difficult time long term if you have a quarterback who's only completing half of his passes.
It's an interesting fit because it wasn't the first place I thought of because the offense is so different. But physically, Sanchez is good, right? He's strong. He's got a good arm. He's accurate enough. He certainly has played in a lot of big games and played well. You know, he's got to make sure his head is in the right place. But I think the best thing about Chip Kelly's offense, when I talk to people around the league, and obviously for players, it was a fascination this year just because they hadn't seen anything like it and they want to know, how does it work? So what they all say is, and I'm sure players say the same thing, is it's really pretty simple. It looks complicated, but it's simple. And I think Sanchez is really going to benefit from that. Easy decision-making, getting rid of it quickly, using the type of skills that he has. And by the way, Philadelphia is not the easiest place in the world to play. You got to have a special kind of personality to play there, I feel like. And he has been through the wars, and I feel like he'd be ready for that.